Joel chapter 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Joel the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, and listen, all of you inhabitants of the land. Has this ever happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? In other words, something is going to happen that is the worst that has ever happened to God's people. What the swarming locust has left, the great locust has eaten. What the great locust has left, the grasshopper has eaten. What the grasshopper has left, the caterpillar has eaten. In other words, there had been waves of invasions, each of them nibbling something. And really, the country was now desolate. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep, wail, you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine, for it's cut off from your mouth. Well, were these people literally drunk? Maybe. I'm sure abuse of alcohol was a problem, but it seems to me that the idea is you people are drunk in the sense that you're just not paying attention. You're letting reality sort of just pass you by and you're sort of off in another world. Get real. Wake up. That's the message, and it's a message that we all need. For a nation has come up on my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a lioness. He has laid my vine waste and stripped my fig tree. He has stripped its bark and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. So it's as if this lion or lioness is now ripping the bark off the fig tree, which is a symbol of Israel. Mourn like a virgin dressed in sackcloth for the husband of her youth, like a young woman who's just got married and bang, her husband falls dead. That's how bitterly they were to weep. The meal offering and the drink offering are cut off from Yahweh's house. The priests, Yahweh's ministers, mourn. Well, I think the idea is that God speaks about things that are going to happen as if they have already happened. Because when God says something, it is so certain of being fulfilled. So I'm not sure that at this point, actually, this had happened, that the meal offering and the drink offering had been cut off, and that the priests were already mourning, because later we're going to read in the chapter that the priests are asked to mourn. So the point is that what God says is so certain of fulfillment that, as Paul says, God speaks of those things which are not, which don't yet exist, as if they do. And so, just as surely, we can believe that God's kingdom is absolutely certain, as if it's already here. Not that it is, of course, but we can be sure that it will come. Be confounded, you farmers. Wail, you vineyard keepers, for the wheat and for the barley and the harvest has perished. The vine has dried up, the fig tree withered, the pomegranate, the palm tree, and the apple tree are withered away, for joy is withered away from the sons of men. So there was a famine, and the invaders were coming upon them. This is all fulfilling what God had said in the covenant. If you're disobedient to me, this is what's going to happen. And it was happening. Put on sackcloth and mourn, you priests. Wail. Lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my God. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of Yahweh and cry to Yahweh. So they were about to be destroyed. But God is saying, look, you can change the outcome. You can repent now, and you can just about save this outcome from happening. Alas for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and it will come as a destruction from the Almighty. Isn't the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seeds rot under their clods, the granaries are laid desolate, the barns are broken down, for the grain has withered. How the animals groan! The herds are confused because they have no pasture. The flocks of sheep are made desolate. Yahweh, I cry to you, because the fire has devoured the pastures and the flame has burned up all the trees of the field. So I think that this is Joel sort of coming in here saying, look, I will cry to you. Even if the people aren't going to, I will do so. So the priests are asked to cry to God and all the inhabitants of the land. In other words, it's no good leaving things just to your religious leaders. You yourself, the individuals, need to respond. Because God works with people on an individual level. It's not mere religion where you've got leaders and elders, priests, pastors or whatever. God deals with us all as individuals.